Mike, let's move up to South Bend, Indiana for a 7:30 kick on the NBC television network, or otherwise known as the Notre Dame Sports Network. You've got the number 3 Irish and the unranked Florida State Seminoles playing in South Bend. Of course, Florida State coming in as a big underdog. Noles have lost 4 games by at least 19 points this season. Now, it's a big game for them because they're going to find out who they are at their core this game. It's a big game for Notre Dame because it's a playoff elimination game. I mean, really, they all are for the Irish here forward. If they get past the Noles, they get a win over Syracuse, then go out to L.A. and beat USC, they're in the Final Four, no questions asked.
Even if those wins are not impressive, I think it'll be enough to get them in. Florida State, as you mentioned, big underdogs. Right now, anywhere between 17 and 18 points. You don't see that very often with Florida State teams. And the biggest reason is the odds makers, they've watched these teams, and they've watched Florida State, and they see how the Noles have quit in certain games. My thought is maybe knocking iconic Notre Dame out of the playoffs, that's going to have some appeal to some of the Seminole players. But I just haven't seen the fire in 2018.
Really haven't seen any spark in Florida State since they blew that lead to Miami. That just took a lot of steam out of them. Willie Taggart, over the past couple of weeks, he's called out some of the players about quitting. Now, him calling those players out, that tells me a couple of things. Number one, it tells me that some of the players have quit and they've just packed it in, because sitting at 4-5, it seems improbable, if not impossible, given their remaining schedule, for the Seminoles to finish 6-6 and to keep that bowl streak alive. Now, we'll find out tomorrow night in South Bend if Taggart has lost this team or not, just simply by the effort that they give tomorrow night in South Bend. Forget whether they win or lose. I'm just looking for them to come out and play with a little good old-fashioned fight like you remember Florida State teams doing.
Yes, and that's going to be the key to watch for Saturday night. Of course, the big news, or the big reason to watch the game, is to see if Notre Dame wins and advances on. I'm not going to have a big play on this game. There's too much uncertainty. But despite Florida State getting blown out those 4 times you talked about, and they've even shown signs of apathy at times, I'm going to lean to Florida State plus the points. And it's not because Florida State has done anything to impress me. In fact, they've done quite the opposite by laying down at times. But it's the month of November, and this could be a spot where Notre Dame plays tight. And they haven't exactly been blowing teams off the field in South Bend, Coach. The Irish beat Vandy by 5. Ball State by 8, and Pitt by 5.